This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has turned diversity into the strength of its democracy and emerged as the fastest growing major economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the conference of speakers and presiding officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadhan in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said, in India, democracy means last-mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination. Mr. Modi stressed, India has proved that democratic institutions and democratic processes provide stability, speed and scale to democracy.
भारत दुनिया की फास्टेस्ट ग्रोइंग मेजर इकोनॉमी है. आज भारत में यूपीआई दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा डिजिटल पेमेंट सिस्टम है. भारत दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा वैक्सीन प्रोड्यूसर है. भारत दुनिया का नंबर टू स्टील प्रोड्यूसर है. भारत में दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that several reforms have been implemented to modernize the armed forces and that such changes in a large organization are challenging but essential. He said that India is moving ahead with a clear roadmap to build one of the world's strongest armed forces by 2047. Mr. Singh was addressing at the Shaurya Divas program at Jaipur in Rajasthan. He expressed gratitude to the Indian Army for its unwavering service to the nation. The minister stated that Operation Sindoor is still underway and emphasized that India's efforts to secure peace will continue until the mindset of terrorism is completely eliminated. President of the European Council António Luís Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be chief guests at the 77th Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path this year. Both the leaders will be on a three-day state visit to India from 25th of this month at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. During the visit, the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU summit. The Supreme Court today stayed the FIRs registered by the West Bengal Police against Enforcement Directorate, ED officials, in connection with the recent searches at the Kolkata premises of political consultancy firm IPAC and the residence of its co-founder Prateek Jain. The top court also issued notice to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Director General of Police Rajiv Kumar, Kolkata Police Commissioner and others on the ED's pleas alleging obstruction during the search operations conducted last week. The bench granted 2 weeks to the respondents to file counter affidavits, listing the matter for further hearing on 3rd of next month. In Chhattisgarh, 52 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district today. They were carrying a total reward of 1 crore 45 lakh rupees. Among those surrendered include 21 women Maoists. Under the Chhattisgarh government's rehabilitation policy, each of the surrendered Maoists has been provided financial assistance of 50,000 rupees. India has advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran until further notice as the security situation in the country has deteriorated. Meanwhile, the Embassy of India in Tehran in an advisory said, in view of the evolving situation in Iran, Indian nationals who are currently in the country to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protests and a violent crackdown by authorities. In badminton, India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced to the men's single quarterfinals of the India Open in New Delhi today. Lakshya defeated Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in round of 16. In women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians were 45 for 1 in 9 overs against UP Warriors in Navi Mumbai when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very dense fog conditions in Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand for the next 3 to 4 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.